USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
This morning, we did receive that tip from the Taylor family that they believed to have video of Watson on their Ring camera device.
That's the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation Director David Roush announcing that Curtis Watson, the dangerous inmate that escaped from a Tennessee prison last week, is back in custody. Roush says he got word Sunday morning that he was in the Henning area after a couple called police to say they spotted him. After that, Rouse says it didn't take long for law enforcement to spring into action.
Within 30 minutes, hundreds of law enforcement was on scene and in that area. They then began both a ground and air search.
Rouse serving time on kidnapping charges when he escaped from prison on a tractor he was approved to operate. Jeffrey Epstein's autopsy results expected to be released soon. He committed suicide Sunday morning by hanging himself in his jail cell. He was awaiting trial for sex trafficking charges. He was on suicide watch, but procedures were not being followed and investigations underway. I'm John DeMaster.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Congressman Steve Scalise says putting the blame on the president for the mass shootings is a slippery slope.
Some of these things that are being said are beyond ridiculous. Stop this ridiculous assessment of blame to somebody other than the person who's responsible.
Scalise on CBS's Face the Nation saying Democrats shouldn't blame Trump's rhetoric following deadly mass shootings in recent weeks, saying it's a slippery slope because the president is no more responsible for those shootings than somebody like Senator Bernie Sanders is for his shooting. Scalise was shot in 2017 during a Republican congressional baseball practice in Virginia. Acting Homeland Security Director Kevin McAleenan addressing last week's ICE raids in Mississippi where nearly 700 illegals were arrested. He told NBC's Meet the Press the raids had been planned for over a year.
In terms of the ICE operations, these are enforcement operations that are part of their daily cycle. Something like this has been planned for over a year. This is a criminal investigation with 14 federal warrants issued by a judge, and ICE had to follow through on that. It was already planned and in motion.
McAleenan saying he expects charges to be filed against the employers. I'm John DeMaster.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
Democratic presidential candidate speaking out about the death of Jeffrey Epstein, Kirsten Gillibrand on CBS's Face the Nation saying
these survivors deserved a day in court. They deserved justice. They deserved to speak out against this perpetrator.
She says it's a shame that the 66-year-old pedophile committed suicide, saying there needs to be a full investigation as to what took him off suicide watch. Epstein was awaiting trial for sex trafficking charges, had just been taken off that suicide watch. The Attorney General, Bill Barr, promising to launch a full-scale investigation. 2020 presidential candidate Kamala Harris saying the upcoming census is going to be heavily impacted by immigration raids.
This administration has directed DHS to conduct these raids as part of what I believe is this administration's campaign of terror.
On NBC's Meet the Press, the California senator said with the recent raids like the one in Mississippi where 680 workers were arrested by Customs and Border Protection agents, undocumented immigrants are going to be afraid to be counted in the census, saying that'll impact the results, which decides things like electoral lines and where the government puts its resources. And Universal Pictures canceling the release of the movie The Hunt after a wave of backlash. NBC Universal first said the movie's marketing campaigns being temporarily paused after the mass shootings in El Paso, Texas, Dayton, Ohio, and Gilroy, California. They later announced they were completely canceling plans to release the film, which depicts privileged vacationers hunting deplorables for sports. For USA Radio News, I'm John DeMaster.